1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you've received mercy. A church leader once said, "There's nothing like the local church when the local church is working right. It's the hope of the world." Of course, when church is not working right, it can be heartbreaking. When mature Christians bicker over things that aren't important, or over things that are, but in an ungodly way. When guests feel judged and unwelcome. When selfishness prevails over generosity. The truth is, church can be hard. Resources get stretched. People get tired. The church is made up of broken people with hurts that haven't necessarily healed, with misunderstandings, and with our own questions and disappointments and doubts. The brokenness that is out there in the world is undoubtedly in here in the church too. But when church is working right, its capacity is like nothing else. A church that is working right sees people come into faith in Jesus. It sees hurting people find deep healing. It's where people feel needed and known, and where the beauty of true community is expressed across generations and across cultural diversities. It's where, despite the reality of hardship, people come together with expectation and excitement and life. And it's where that life is taken purposefully out into the world. Imperfect people who've experienced the grace and kindness of God, showing that same love to others. That is a community that can change the world. Of course, there's no perfect church. As someone once said, if you find the perfect church, don't join it, you'll only ruin it. But Jesus believed in the church, and so should we. So if you tend to find yourself focusing on the negatives of church, see the potential. Get stuck in. We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. We're ordinary people, changed by Jesus to change the world. Today, let's think, who in the church is God calling us to be alongside? Who in the church is God calling us to forgive? And where in the church is God calling you to serve?